never in a thousand, never in a million years. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
Oh, 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 oh.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 53 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Less than 2 months till the election, Vice President Harris and former President Trump continue focusing on battleground states. Harris hitting Pennsylvania today. Trump goes to Nevada, shutting down any further debates.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump disagreeing over debates.
I believe we owe it to have another debate.
Trump says after one matchup against President Biden and another against Harris, he is done with debates.
So because we've done two debates and because they were successful, there will be no third debate.
For the first time since the ABC News debate, Harris and Trump are back on the campaign trail.
ABC's Perry Russom. Trump continued to push his claim that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, are eating the pet dogs and cats of residents. On Thursday, the city received a bomb threat. No bomb found. The FBI is assisting. 33,000 union machinists have gone on strike against Boeing in a contract dispute. This is ABC News. At the White House, President Biden marked 30 years of the Violence Against Women Act, a law he wrote when he was a senator. He says it brought a hidden epidemic out of the shadows.
I'm proud to announce the new significant actions. A record of nearly $700 million in grants this year alone to more than 40 VA VAWA-funded programs in states, tribal communities across the country, $700 million.
The administration also issuing new policies to expand housing protections for abuse survivors and giving police new tools to remove guns from abusers. A nine-figure penalty for student loan servicer Navient. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wants Navient to pay $120 million for widespread student lending failures, including illegally steering borrowers into costly repayment options. The CFPB also wants Navient banned from servicing federal direct loans. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
For today, the forecast calls for highs in the low 80s. It'll still be a bit warm, 60 tonight with a slight chance of showers. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, a high of 79. And Sunday, 78, more clouds than sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. For Monday, 81 degrees. In Richland Center, a nice day yesterday, a warm one, 86 degrees. We were at 61 at midnight, and now down to our overnight low so far. It is 53. It is time to start the day on this Friday, September 13th.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light? Oh, so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Still there. the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet. In various ways, troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow.
Husky on WRCO as we start the day in a positive way. Hello, my friends. Phil Nee with you on a really good Friday. No superstitions today. No. September 13th. Good morning. We have some great stuff to tell you about, some info to get you in the know after a warm day yesterday. But it with a nice breeze, it didn't seem as warm as it normally does when it's that warm. And I think we had kind of braced ourselves. We started reading that forecast last weekend that it was going to be in that upper 80s range on Thursday, and it seemed so warm. But yesterday, it wasn't too bad. And kind of the last gasps of summer, maybe. Well, let's start those chores today, shall we? Here's Ricky Van Shelton.
Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heart? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring around your neck. Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heart? Let them know. Right.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
The minute you're gone, I cry. The minute you're gone, I die. Before you walked out of sight, I'm like a child all alone at night. I stare into emptiness. I'm filled with such loneliness. The world goes from right to wrong the minute you're gone. The minute you're gone, I see, oh, how lonely a man I'll be. My life would be oh so blue if I couldn't be with you. The minute you're gone, I pray. The minute you're gone, I say, please don't stay away too long. The minute you're gone.
Sonny James and The Minute You're Gone here on The Milk House Show. 5:13 the time. Richland area senior citizens will have a brat stand at Bindle Tire and Auto today from 10 until 2 or until the time they are sold out. And Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck will be at Cronsage Park parking lot in Boscobel today from 11 until noon or until gone. Reminders from our community calendar today. A look at sports coming up here. I'll tell you the Brewers picked up a win last night. More coming up.
Love. Night after night, I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart in love.
Molly and the Haymakers on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show, 16 minutes after 5 o'clock.
This is the final week to shop the back-to-school blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid, Whisper Quiet, and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. A look at sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. High school volleyball last night, it was Platteville over Richland Center, 3-2, and Lancaster defeated River Valley, 3-2. It was Fenimore sweeping Riverdale, and also Ithaca swept Waseca Steuben. It was Kickapoo sweeping Weston last night, and Seneca over DeSoto in 3 sets. High school volleyball was a busy time last night. Soccer action saw River Valley defeat Reedsburg. That final was 4-1. High school football, Holman 31, Baraboo nothing. Jackson Churio hit a 2-run home run. Frankie Montas pitched 6 scoreless innings, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the San Francisco Giants 3-0 on Thursday night to take another step toward clinching the NL Central. The game was scoreless until Milwaukee's Willie Adames reached base with a walk in the 7th and rounded the bases on a 3 total of wild pitches from the Giants. Milwaukee added to the lead when Churio hit a 2-run shot off Spencer Bivens in the 8th. The Giants had the tying run on base with 1 out in the 9th, but Devin Williams escaped to record his 11th save. It was St. Louis getting a win, 6-1 over Cincinnati, and Miami 6-3 winners against Washington last night. In the American League, Houston 6 and Oakland 3. Tampa Bay 5-2 over Cleveland. The Yankees 2 and Boston 1. Texas 5-4 over Seattle. Colorado beat Detroit 4-2. And from the NFL last night, Buffalo got a win against Miami 31-10.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
21 minutes after 5 o'clock. Here we go. Stretch out. Okay. Oh, that hurt. Okay, get ready for the aerobic polka because we don't want you to pull anything. Here we go, 11 and a 2.
That was a snappy one right there, the aerobic polka, That's My Baby Polka, Marion Lush and the Jimmy Sturr Orchestra right there. It is 5:23, coming up in about 5 minutes, our farm news and market update. We'll bring you up to date on the latest there. The latest forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher, partly sunny and warm and a high of 83, partly to mostly cloudy tonight and 60. The rest of your weekend forecast, Saturday a high of 81, a 40% chance of some spotty showers or thunderstorms. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a shower or thunderstorm possible. And Sunday, variable clouds and muggy with isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. A high of 81. Right now in Richland Center, 53 degrees.
Out where the bright lights are glowing, you're drawn like a moth to a flame. You laugh while the wine's overflowing, while I sit and whisper your name. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, why I'm waiting, but my walls have nothing to say. I'm made for love, not for hating. So here, where you left me, I'll stay. One night with you is like heaven, and so while I'm walking the floor, I listen for steps in the hallway and wait for your knock on my door. Closing in on me.
couldn't put it out now if I tried. There's a sunshine feeling deep within my heart. Those warm rays touch me right from the very start. Miles could be between us and we'd not be far apart. With that sunshine feeling in my heart. That some folks dread the thought of winter weather. They shake and shiver when the north winds blow. But as long as I have you to hold me in your arms, I don't care if I'm covered up with snow. There's a sunshine feeling deep within my heart. Those warm rays touched me right from the very start. Sunshine feeling in my heart. I've got a sunshine feeling in my heart.
LaWanda Lindsay and a sunshine feeling here on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. We remind you today, Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand will be open from 10 until 2 in the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. That's going on this very day, and a chance for you to brighten your day a little bit and get a little treat there for lunch later on. A reminder, the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will host the second annual Hispanic Heritage Day. That comes up Saturday from 10 until 4 at Kroska Park, and everyone is welcome. We're at 53 degrees. The time is 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. The September USDA report confirmed lower ending stocks, good demand, and record corn and soybean yields.
And clients are confirming that also with some early harvested numbers.
Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing says the corn markets could be attempting a harvest low in response.
We don't have any reason to see the market go exceedingly higher at the moment, but it really seems to like that $4 anchor. And then we'll see about the beans. Part of that will be how the bean yields really come out, because as you know, bean yields, you don't know for sure what you get until you're in the combine, and then we'll keep an eye on export demand for both.
She tells Brownfield as farmers prepare to market the new crop, keep expectations real.
The reality with 2 billion bushel corn crop is that it's going to be hard for the price of corn futures on this nearby DEIS 24 to really have much ability in the short term to scale above 425 futures. So if we can see the market get back up to that area, that would be a good place to be making some additional sales.
The lower Mississippi River remains low as the new crop marketing year begins, and that could become a challenge for ag exports. Mark Fuchs, a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in St. Louis, tells Brownfield,
there is potential for the lower part of the river, especially below St. Louis and Chester. There is potential for the river to be falling down into those dangerous levels again.
Arlen Suderman with Stone X Group says he's monitoring the situation.
We're going to need more rains coming in the weeks and months ahead to keep those water levels high, to move as much as we can down the river, particularly before the northern half of the Mississippi closes for the winter.
Many corn and soybean farmers are preparing equipment for harvest. Jared Bourne with Ziegler Ag Equipment recommends a walk around of the combine.
Make sure you pull all the shields off, stick your head in there to all the places that you don't look at very often.
He also encourages a pre-harvest visit from a local technician.
Typically, when you're done, you'll get a good readout of what they see. It's confidence boosting on the condition that you're good to go, or if you're not, they'll point you in the direction and offer, you know, solutions for you.
And Bourne tells Brownfield combine heads are often overlooked.
We recommend starting with a good walk around on those as well, too, because those live in a pretty aggressive and abrasive environment when they're working. So get it up off the ground, get it on your combine.
The USDA does not expect milk production to increase through at least 2025, and farmers should benefit. In its latest supply and demand report, the department says lower cow numbers and slower production increases per cow are likely. The all milk price for this year improved by 75 cents to $23.05 per hundredweight. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Hello, this is Chase Testaton with Timsack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped $180 a ton and grassy large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for hay related needs. Vehicles, firearms, ammunition, reloading supplies, beer signs, outdoor sporting goods, tools, and much more. Online only auction ending September 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Testaton. Have a great day.
Another scattered day of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was another light round of direct cash cattle business Thursday. Live deals in the South were marked at $181. That's fully steady with the previous week's business and the trade that took place on Wednesday. Asking prices held firm at $182 plus live in the South, but still hadn't been disclosed in the North. Look for more business to take place before the end of the day. At the Bloomfield Livestock Auction in Iowa, the USDA says no trend was available for the much lighter offering this week. Demand was moderate to good and supply was moderate and included several strings of unweaned calves, most of which were under 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 503 to 545 pounds, brought $290 to $307. Feeder steers, 550 to 585 pounds, brought $277 to $297.50. Medium and large one, feeder heifers, 511 to 542 pounds, brought $259 to $270. And feeder heifers, 506 to 516 pounds, brought $255 to $272.50. Box beef closed mixed on light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 18 cents at $307.18. Select was $1.26 higher at $295.64. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 1,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Processors have had decent sized runs this week and likely have the bulk of needed numbers on hand. Ample supplies of market ready hogs have allowed them to move larger numbers without having to get too aggressive in the procurement efforts. It was a strong week for pork export sales, and that strong demand on the global market for U.S. product is supportive to prices. Barrels and yields at the National Daily Direct were down $1.25 with a weighted average of $76. The Iowa Minnesota was $2.12 lower with a weighted average of $76.61, and the Western Corn Belt was down $1.32 with a weighted average of $75.97. Pork values closed higher, up $1.27 at $94.18. Estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and down more than 1,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up on technical buying, watching the direct markets, and lean hog futures into the day lower with questions surrounding long-term domestic demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle markets are mostly quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines, the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up, the neutral set of supply and demand estimates. November beans are 10 and a quarter higher at 10.10 and three quarters. January was up 10 and a half at 10.29 and a half. Corn rallied despite a higher USDA yield guess. December was 1 1/4 higher at 4.06 and March was up a penny at 4.24 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were supported by technical buying, watching those direct markets. October live was up $1.07 at $178.02. December was $1.37 higher at $178.60. October feeders were up $2.25 at $239.75. And with the ongoing questions about domestic demand, October hogs were 85 lower at $78.90. December was down 75 at $71.55. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Protecting your most important asset on the farm today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I led into today's show, I referred to protecting your most important farm asset. I'll let Sean Brotherson of North Dakota State University Extension share what that asset is, and it may surprise you.
As a farmer, rancher, or agricultural worker, there's a lot of assets that you deal with, land, buildings, capital, labor, things like that. But your health is actually your most important asset.
Brotherson is involved in a special voucher program through the USDA that enables North Dakota farmers and their families to get free mental health counseling. Casey Holshoff has a similar role with Illinois Extension.
Research has shown that agricultural producers and their families are more at risk for adverse mental health outcomes, such as anxiety, depression, suicide, and substance abuse. Farmers and ranchers have unique stressors that are outside of the farmer's control, like trade and tariff policies, fluctuating market prices, loan rates, natural disasters such as flood or other weather events, and all these really make an impact on their day-to-day decisions and their lifestyle.
Some other states have voucher programs as well. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The USDA does not expect milk production to increase through at least 2025, and farmers should benefit. In its latest supply and demand report, the department says lower cow numbers and slower production increases per cow are likely. Expectations for butter, cheese, non-fat dry milk, and whey prices were raised for 2024 because of recent price strength and the reduced milk supply. The Class 3 and Class 4 prices were also increased. The all-milk price for this year improved by 75 cents to $23.05 per hundredweight. The USDA expects strong demand to continue into next year and boost butter, cheese, non-fat dry milk, and whey prices. Class 3 and Class 4 prices for 2025 were also raised. The 2025 all-milk price forecast increased 60 cents to $23.45 per hundredweight. A dairy economist says recent milk powder sales to China are a good sign, but he's not expecting the country to be buying long-term. Chuck Nicholson with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield there are several economic factors within China and political factors that will affect dairy exports.
Their economy is not in great shape. They have growth that is good for major developed country standards, but has not really been aligned with what they have seen in recent years. And so there's a lot of concern there, and I think that's affecting purchases.
Cash dairy prices closed mixed on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Thursday, ahead of the bullish supply and demand report. Dry whey was unchanged at 59 cents, blocks down 3.5 cents at 228, barrels up 5 cents at 243.5, butter down 9 at 308.5, and non-fat dry milk was down a quarter of a cent at $1.39.5. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m. 14 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Partly sunny and warm for today, a high of 83. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 60. 81 Saturday with a 40% chance of some spotty showers or thunderstorms. Saturday night, mostly cloudy and a shower or thunderstorm possible with a low of 62. 82 Sunday with isolated showers possible. In Richland Center, we're at 53 degrees. Good Friday morning. We'll get you set for the weekend here with the Mill Cow Show.
I got love's feeling running through me from my head to the tip of my toes. And it's that feeling you have about a man that every good woman ought to know. You're not like all the others. To me, you look so fine. And if you're looking for a whole lot of loving, I'm ready anytime. Say what? Gonna lie.
loving. I know you're gonna like it a lot, and I'll be there when you get ready to give it everything.
Del Rey, I had a good time, was the last thing I heard her say. As I walked away, and on the plane back to Tennessee, my mind comes across her memory. And yesterday in Marina Del Rey, hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world's way in Marina Del Rey. And as we looked into each other's eyes, found our bodies lost in paradise, like castaways in Marina Del Rey. Like the ocean tides, highs and lows, love sometimes comes and goes away in Marina Del Rey. As this plane is touching down, tears touch my eyes, for I have found my heart has stayed in Marina Del Rey. On a hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world away in Marina Del Rey. Lost in paradise, like castaways in Marina Del Rey. We said goodbye in Marina Del Rey.
George Strait here on WRCO FM 100.9, The Light in the Milk House Show. We're at 53 degrees. Tony's weather is straight ahead this morning. St. Mary Parish in Richland Center will be holding its Fall Festival Saturday. Events include the second annual car show from 3 until 7, a 4 o'clock mass tomorrow, and live music by the Jammers from 5 until 8. At 8 o'clock, the festival drawing will begin. Other festivities include a beanbag tournament, euchre tournament, silent auction, Chinese raffle, bake sale, and children's games. Homemade pulled pork, other food and beverages will be available as well for that event tomorrow in Richland Center. And coming up on Sunday, Corpus Christi Parish Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel will have its fall festival, including the mass at 10, the 67th annual charcoal chicken dinner. That will be happening from 10:30 until 1:30, and a large raffle and all kinds of kids' games in Boscobel on Sunday.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Summer-like conditions persisting across the region, not only today, but really all the way through the middle of next week at least, with temperatures generally running a good 15 degrees above normal. A little bit more humid as time goes on here, as well as moisture from the remnants of Hurricane Francine lifts north through the Mississippi Valley. Currently, it's causing some rain as far north as St. Louis, and a couple of those scattered showers could work into western Wisconsin late tonight and tomorrow. Right around our area, the best chance of catching a scattered shower would be tomorrow afternoon, and then again into Sunday, but again, pretty spotty in nature. Most spots will likely have less than a few tenths of an inch of rainfall. Behind that weather system, rather quiet conditions shaping up once again for next week. The next chance of rain probably holding off until maybe Thursday or Friday. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny and warm with a high of 83, east wind up to 10. Partly or mostly cloudy tonight, low at 60. Tomorrow mostly cloudy and more humid with a 40% chance of a few spotty showers or thunderstorms. High near 81 degrees. The wind southeast up to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a passing shower or thunderstorm possible, low 62. And Sunday, variably cloudy and muggy, some isolated showers or thunderstorms possible, high near 82. As we head into Monday, partly sunny, low 61, high about 84. Tuesday, staying warm with plenty of sunshine, low in the upper 50s with a high at 83. Wednesday, little change, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm, low 56 with a high of 84. And Thursday, partly cloudy, rather warm once again, low in the upper 50s with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
53 with light fog right now at WRCO Studios. Yesterday, we tapped out at 86, the record high for September 13th, 93 in 1952, also 29, the record low in 1955. Last year's high was 65 and the low 47. Sunset will occur at 7:16 this evening, and sunrise time this morning will be at 6:38. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.0, staying the same as earlier today. And again, in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 61, we're at the overnight low of 53.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, where ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement.